Bonne année, 1016.
Anybody else have a language to shout it out in? Okay, Franny said something. We always have special tender feelings in our heart to have the Barbone Street Jazz Band back with us. It's the 11th jazz funeral here in this church. Steve was 71 when we started this here. He was a young man. Combining African, Caribbean, European, and American cultural traditions, we have a rich history here. The service conjures back to the 18th century when slaves congregated in Congo Square, hearkening to freedom, singing and dancing with the beat of African drums. The celebration honors a tradition which developed through burial societies created by and for recently freed people of color, providing spiritually vibrant send-offs. And since that era, the jazz funeral has strengthened people through all kinds of individual and community pain and strife. The jazz funeral often starts with a trombone. And then the rest of the band comes in and picks it up a little bit. Might be on the street and see them coming slowly down with a sorrowful dirge. You could get in at that point and walk along, go to the church, or you could hang back. Then they would come back playing more upbeat. And today we'll follow a similar process of our own. And I want to say something especially. We always say it to the children, especially any new child to the jazz funeral or anyone. This is a coffin up here. And it is true that many times when people die, their bodies are with love and care placed in a coffin just like this one. But today there is nobody in there. There's going to be nobody in there. This is a way for us to pretend to bury last year, to bury 2015, or we're going to pretend we're burying hard things or sad things that happened to us. Or we participated in last year as we move on into the new year with love.
By the way, people can dance if they want to. And we will sing hymn number 162 in your gray hymnal, Gonna Lay Down My Sword and Shield.
On the night before the funeral, a wake is held. People gather and care to tell stories about the deceased loved ones, the good, the bad, the funny, the ridiculous, everything else. And we know from our own experiences that death is not the only situation which creates change or the need for letting go. Getting together here today to remember and reflect and share helps us move on. Here at the Unitarian Society of Germantown, freedom is the spiritual theme of the month. We're asking ourselves, what do we need freedom from as we move forward in 2016? We, as people of faith, deeply honor universal human rights of freedom from coercion, enslavement, physical harm. This year, we lament so many times when these rights were violated for people around the globe. We lament wars in many places, including Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan. In our nation, we lament excessive gun violence, police brutality, racial injustice, poverty. May we do better as a nation and as a human race. In our funeral for the old year, we can also free ourselves up by letting go of ways of being which do not serve us well anymore at the more personal spiritual level. Mark Tuveson is the primary author of this month's curriculum, and he wrote, "Our Unitarian Universalist faith at its best never simply asks us, what do we need to get away from? Our faith also pushes us to ask the deeper question of, what is it you want to move towards? What do you want freedom to go to?" Mature freedom is not just about the absence of constraints. It's also about being able to commit yourself to what you truly want to commit to. It's about freedom from and freedom to. You may want freedom from loneliness and freedom to connection and deeper relations. You may want freedom from feelings of worthlessness and freedom to healthy self-esteem. You may want freedom from hustle and bustle and freedom to slowing down and appreciating beauty. You may want freedom from feeling disoriented in your life and freedom to feelings of true compassion and excitement.
So now is your chance. As you listen to What a Wonderful World, the music that our delightful band will play, I invite you to think about a burden or painful experience that you wish freedom from. This could be a pattern of negative behavior that you wish to let go of. Write it down on the piece of paper that you received and prepare yourself to let it go. I also invite you to hold in your heart, and hold this tightly. Hold that freedom to choose, and hold that freedom to move towards. Let that image rest in your heart as you write down the things that you wish to let go of in the coming year.
After the wake is over, usually the next morning, the funeral itself is held. Folks slowly carry the coffin through the streets to the church. The brass band follows behind in slow lockstep, playing mournful dirges, with family and friends behind them, walking in time with the music.
So as we hear our next selection, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, I'm going to invite everyone to come up to the front here. We're going to remove the children and add the coffin. And they're welcome to come back. And we're going to invite you to place your burdens inside of the coffin, what you wish freedom from in the year ahead.
Close to thee, Lord, let it be, please let it be. Well, I am weak and thou art strong. Please, Lord, keep me from all wrong. As long as I can walk, dear Lord, walk with thee. Well, through this life of toil and snares, who with me my burden shares? Who, dear Lord, who cares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Thank you.
Thank you.
me, but I'm walking with the King. Walking with the King. Walking with the King. Oh, my friends may talk about me, but I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Hallelujah! I'm walking with the King. Praising His holy name. Yeah, walking with the King. Hallelujah! I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh, the devil tries to get me, but I'm walking with the King. Praising His holy name. Yeah, walking with the King. Oh, the devil tries to get me, but I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Al Harrison.
Oh, share that.